Attention all gardening enthusiasts. It's time to celebrate 50 years of greenery and growth at Gold Leaf Nursery in Reading. That's right, folks. For almost a half a century, Gold Leaf Nursery has been your go-to destination for all things garden-related. And to mark this incredible milestone, they're throwing the biggest sale this year. The nursery is blooming with vibrant perennials and annuals, hardy shrubs, succulents, and majestic trees, vegetables, herbs, roses, ground coverings, along with 1 gallon or larger and all bag soil amendments. Their extensive selection ensures that there's something for every taste and style. And don't forget about their premium selection of statuaries, fountains, and bird baths to add that perfect finishing touch. At Gold Leaf Nursery, they're not just about selling plants. They're about cultivating joy, creating memories, and nurturing connections with nature. Come visit them today and let them help turn your outdoor space into a sanctuary you'll love coming home to. Thanks for voting Gold Leaf Nursery best in the North State. Come check them out on Churn Creek Road, 1/4 mile from Airport Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
Hello, fans, and welcome to Tigers Field in Redding, California. Looking to get this Colt 45 game a rolling. First pitch will be at 7:15. We're gonna run a little pregame show for all you tuning in. You're listening to KC Narcaster Redding, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, or online at KCNR1460.com. This is KCNR, home of the First Amendment. Bringing to you some live Colt 45 baseball from Tiger Field in Redding, California. To get things started, we're going to read off the away lineups. The lineup card submitted by Mark Hills, the Rose City baseball coach. He'll be having his center fielder, Cesar Rodriguez, leading things off for the third night in a row to face off against this Colt 45 baseball club. Following him will be Brock Gilligan. He'll be playing shortstop, followed by Xavier Gilmore, the designated hitter, and then Alex Nisbet at first base, followed by Cole Winston. He'll be playing left field, and then Armand Lettier. He'll be in right field, and then Gunnar Gillette. He'll be playing third and batting seventh. He'll be followed by Caden Hindman, who will be the catcher tonight for the starting pitcher, Cy Sullivan, and then Owen Soane will be rounding things out for this lineup, playing second base. So Rodriguez in center, Gilligan at short, Gilmore the designated hitter, Nisbet at first, Winston in left, Lettier in right, Gillette at third, Henman the catcher, and Soane at second base. Henman is giving Gio Avilar, who caught the previous two nights, the night off. So the Colt 45s have taken the first two games of this four-game series. Just as a reminder, we'll be back out here tomorrow night at 6 p.m. for the first pitch. For the Colt 45s, there will be a new leadoff hitter tonight. It's going to be Colby Raphael, leading things off in center field, followed by Griffith Finn, the DH, then McGuire Smith in right, and Noah Betanco, last night's catcher, will shift on over to the hot corner, playing third base and batting cleanup after his home run last night, followed by Kyle Norton at first, Sutter Moss at second, Carlos Camarena will be behind the dish, Joel Calderon will be at short, and Mason Cassingham will round out the lineup, batting ninth and playing left field for Reese Fairweather, the lengthy left-hander from down under, the kid from Australia. As we look to get the anthem going here, which will be performed by the Sandlot Band, off to our left from the booth here at Tiger Field in Redding, California, where we have a little bit of cross breeze here, blowing a little bit in from left field toward right. We'll see how the wind affects this ball game tonight. As we line up on the foul lines now and give our attention toward the flag out there in center field, just to the right of the 406 sign. Thank you. That was the Sandlot Band here at Tagger Field, giving to you tonight's rendition of the national anthem. We'll have a quick meeting out there by home plate, as we always do, with the managers Bob Anderson and Mark Hills. We'll go out and have a little chat with the umpire trio of two field umpires and one home plate umpire as we get ready to get started. Submitting the lineup card for the Colt 45 will be the assistant head coach, Scott Dwyer. A little bit of a different vibe as opposed to the previous two nights where Bob Anderson, the head coach slash manager, has submitted it. To reiterate the starting lineups, Jesse Rodriguez will be leading things off for the third night in a row, followed by Brock Gilligan and Xavier Gilmore. Then it'll be Alex Nisbet, Cole Winston, Armand Lettier, Gunnar Gillette, Caden Hinman, Owen Sone for Cy Sullivan, who will be out there on the hill for Rose City Baseball. First two games of the series, the Colt 45s won by a total of 15-7 and 14-3. So they've scored 29 runs in this series and held Rose City Baseball to only 10. The Colt 45s are 19-4 on the year. They've won three straight. And as I said last night, Noah Betanco hit a home run in the bottom of the eighth inning. And now he finds himself in the cleanup spot after he went 3-for-4 with a walk last night. Definitely making a difference in the lineup as Bob Anderson decides to put him at cleanup. For Sutter Moss, who's also in the lineup again tonight, he's playing second base, taking over for Dusty Vila, who has been the everyday second baseman. Moss on the year, batting .396. He's got two home runs, nine RBIs, and four stolen bases. He was 1-for-2 last night in stolen base attempts. He was caught stealing once. But Colby Rafael, tonight's leadoff hitter, he's batting .292 on the year with nine RBIs, nine walks, and he has 15 stolen bases, paving the way for this speedy Colt 45s team, leading by a wide margin of eight stolen bases ahead of any other Colt 45 on the team. Carlos Camarena will be back behind the plate. He has 10 assists on the year, 10 runners caught stealing. He'll be catching the lengthy left-hander who now trots out to the mound as the Colt 45s take the field. The lengthy left-hander with that slight sidewinder delivery. The kid from Australia, standing at 6'4", 175. A southpaw, well, started his warm-up tosses, rocking a fastball, curveball, change-up arsenal. Looks to be a curveball, some sort of breaking pitch, but the Colt 45's infield begins their warm-ups. Camarena batting 206 on the year, a fun stat, not so fun for him. He has 7 hit-by-pitches on the year and 8 RBIs. And Griffith Fenn will be in the second spot of the lineup tonight. He's going to be the designated hitter, getting a day off from playing defense. And for Fenn, he's got 7 doubles on the year and 18 RBIs. He's batting .338. Fairweather now will conclude his warm-up tosses. My apologies. It is a fastball changeup slider, I believe. For the defense behind Fairweather, it's going to be Betanco at third, Norton at first, and then Moss at second. The shortstop Calderon. So Calderon and Moss up the middle, and then on the corners will be Norton at first and Betanco at third. For the outfield, out in left will be Castingham. In center field will be Colby Rafael. And McGuire Smith will be out there patrolling right field. As Cesar Rodriguez will now step into the box. Rodriguez last night went 0-for-3 with 2 strikeouts. As Fairweather Reddies. And we'll peer in at Comrena, who will relay the sign. On a windy night from Tagger Field in Redding, California, the wind blowing left to right field, slightly in from left field. Fairweather peers in at Comrena. Gets the signal from the home plate umpire. He's good to go and winds up and delivers the first pitch of this ball game. It's going to be a slider off the outside edge for ball one. First pitch comes in at 7-16. Fairweather, glove at the hip, peering in at Camarena. The 1-0 delivery from the left-hander. It's a fastball on the outer half at the knees. A called strike one. 1-1 count on Rodriguez, who, as I said before, last night struck out twice. Once looking, once swinging. Fairweather, the 1-1 delivery. Changeup, swing, and a miss from Rodriguez. An off-speed pitch there from Fairweather. Great pitch. Rodriguez couldn't get a hold of it. As Fairweather now delivers the 1-2 pitch. It's a breaking ball, foul back to the screen. Count remains 1-1 and 2 strikes. Fairweather in his last start went 7 innings. 1 run given up. It was earned, but had 11 Ks and no walks. That was versus Indio Sacramento. As he delivers a high fastball out of the zone for ball two. Rodriguez not swinging on it. 7 innings of 1-run ball with 11 strikeouts and no walks. That was on June 22nd, a week ago. The 2-2 delivery. Breaking ball. Swing and a miss. Rodriguez is down on strikes, and that's the way our ball game begins. Folks, you're listening to KTNR, Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM. I'm Jacob Green. There's one out in this top of the first inning in a scoreless ball game. It's great to have you with us. Stepping into the box now will be Brock Gilligan, the shortstop. Switcher to batting left. Slightly open stance. Left-on-left matchup here as Fairweather out of the windup delivers fastball up and in for ball one. 1-0 count as Gilligan steps back into the box, taps the plate with his bat. Fairweather winds up, delivers a 1-0. This one's hit in the air toward the right field line. Smith making his way over will not get to it. It's way out of play. Sliced foul. Almost landed beyond the wall out there. Count moves to 1-1. Fairweather peers in at Camarena, who gives him the sign. Fairweather winds up and delivers. Breaking ball catches the outside edge for strike two. 1-2 on Rose City Baseball's shortstop. Fairweather, 1-2 delivery. Breaking ball is going to hit the shoulder of Gilligan, and he will take a 390 feet. Fairweather threw a breaking pitch that didn't quite break over the plate like it was supposed to. Now the first baseman, Norton, will hold Gilligan on at first, who takes a 2 or 3 step lead. 3 steps off the bag at first, being held on by Norton. Fairweather now pitching out of the stretch. Lefty delivers. Breaking ball misses in. The ball one. Called Aaron and the second baseman, Moss, pinching a bit up the middle, looking to turn to Betanco, just about even with the bag at third. As a fastball from Fairweather comes way inside, turning away from it is Gilmore for ball two. Gilmore, the DH tonight. Last night, Gilmore was also the DH, but batted fourth. As Fairweather delivers a breaking ball on the inside half of the plate at the knees for strike one. 2-1. Fairweather pairing in with the glove at his hip. Now comes set. The 2-1 delivery. Fastball on the outside corner. Called strike two. Count evens up at 2-2. Fairweather checking Gilligan back. Now delivers a breaking ball, gliding to his left as Comrade to smother it, keep it in front of him. Count fills, 3-2. With one gone here, the Colt 45 is looking for a double play to get Fairweather out of the inning as Gilligan now takes a bigger lead at first, leaning back toward first, being held on by Norton. Fairweather delivers breaking ball, misses way outside. A walk now is issued by Fairweather, which is his first walk in over seven innings. So a rare control issue from Fairweather. We'll now bring up the cleanup hitter, Alex Nisbet, who went 0 for 3 last night. He had a silver sombrero with three strikeouts. Fairweather goes to the fastball on the inner half. Strike one at the knees. A golden sombrero would be when a player gets four strikeouts. Platinum is five, but for Nisbet, he only had a silver as he was pinch hit for in that ninth inning. Fairweather delivers a breaking ball hit in the air towards left. Cassingham will look up and watch it fly. Fairweather surrenders a three-run shot from the cleanup hitter, Alex Nisbet, and just like that, it's a 3-0 ball game. The Colt 45's already in a deficit with only one gone here in the top of the first inning. So Fairweather will get a new baseball, stand on the backside of the hill, and regather his thoughts as the left fielder, Cole Winston, will step into the box, a left-hand hitter, left-on-left matchup as Fairweather winds up and delivers fastball up and ducking out of the way as Winston leaning back from it. For ball one, 1-0 count with one out. Nobody on here is... This one is a jam shot and poked the other way into left field for a base hit. A wide turn at first by Winston, but a hold there as Cassingham relays it back in to the shortstop called Aaron. And that will be the second hit surrendered by Fairweather after Winston singles. That will bring up Armand Lettier playing right field tonight. Armand Lettier last night pinch hit for Cesar Rodriguez. In the sixth inning, he struck out and grounded out in his two at-bats. And now he takes a ball, Fairweather, out of the stretch, comes set and delivers a 1-0 pitch. Fastball off the plate and a bit high for ball two. Fairweather struggling a bit with his command in this top of the first inning as he surrendered a hit by pitch and a walk. The 2-0 delivery. Fastball just below the belt and over the plate for strike one. Armand Lettier last night went 0-for-2, as previously stated. Right-hand hitter, slightly open stance. Fairweather, the 2-1 delivery. Fastball, strike two in at the knees. Count evens up at 2-2 as Fairweather looking to settle back in. Here's Nick Camarena with the glove at the hip. He checks Winston back at first. Now, Lettier will call time and step out. Fairweather will step off. Both regather themselves, and Lettier steps back in the box as Fairweather comes set. Now delivers. Fastball low, and it's going to squeak past Camarena, taking second base is Winston. No throwdown from Camarena. Now the count fills at 3-2. No double play in order now. In this 3-0 ball game, we're still in the top of the first inning with only one out. Fairweather, the payoff pitch. Fastball swung on, grounded toward the shortstop called Aaron, jumping for it. Throw from his back leg to first will not be in time. Had to make an off-balance throw. Couldn't quite get his feet set on that one as he was in the 5-6 hole deep at shortstop, and everybody's going to be safe, but holding at second on the ground ball was Winston. So the passed ball from Camarena and then an infield single by Lettier will bring up Connor Gillette, the third baseman. Right-hand hitter, even stance. First baseman Norton playing in front of the runner at first, just on the rim of the infield grass, as Fairweather delivers a fastball on the inner half. just below the belt for strike one. Fairweather still pitching out of the stretch with two runners on. A double play is in order. The Colt 45 is playing a double play depth. The 0-1 delivery, breaking pitch, misses high to even the count at one ball and one strike. Now Fairweather peers back in. Camarena will set up outside the 1-1 pitch from Fairweather as he checks the runners back. Now delivers a fastball that is hit out of play off to the first base side. Make the count one ball and two strikes. Sets to deliver the 1-2. Fairweather checks Winston back at second, as Norton will now play back behind the runner at first. The delivery, curveball, swing, and a miss. Fairweather strikes him out. So the two outs in this inning were both products of a swinging strikeout from Fairweather, both on his slider. As Hinman, Caden Hinman, will come to the plate tonight's backstop. Fairweather checks the runners back at first and second. Now delivers. Fastball way inside, gliding to his left is Camarena. He was set up outside. Had to make a weird glove catch. Almost had to backhand it. As the 1-0 delivery from Fairweather to Hinman, the right-hand hitter. Fastball check swing, called strike. Caught the outer half just above the knee. One ball, one strike. Two outs now. The Colt 45s have returned the defense to normal depth. Outfield playing straight up. The 1-1 delivery from Fairweather is a slider. Swing and a miss. Hinman comes up empty on it. Camarena tried to pick it, ended up pinning the ball down. But both runners were staying at their respective bases. Fairweather peers in, now comes set. The 1-2 delivery with two outs as he checks the runners back. Fastball, ring him up, strike three called. Hinman, you looking to buy anything, sir? He says, no, thanks, I'm just looking. Fairweather will K the side as Rose City Baseball puts up three. You're listening to Colt 45's Baseball on KCNR, Shasta Redding, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, or online at KCNR1460.com, home of the First Amendment, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding, bringing to you some live baseball here at Tiger Field. Leading things off in this bottom of the first inning will be the center fielder, Colby Rafael. Rafael showing off that speed this year. He's got 15 steals on the year, 9 RBIs, and 9 walks. He's batting .292. He'll step into the box from that right side, facing off against the right-hander Cy Sullivan. Rose City Baseball and the top half of the first. 3 runs on 3 hits, but they left 2 after Reese Fairweather struck out the side and faced 8 batters. So in the top half of the second, we will see the 9 batter and then the top of the order again. Colby Rafael will step into the box now, looking to get the Colt 45s on the board as they're down 3-0 already. slightly open stance for fail as Sullivan comes set, lines up, and delivers a fastball, inner half, strike one called. 0-1 count on Rafael. Sullivan, the 0-1 delivery, fastballs, swung on and fouled, out of play, right fielder giving chase, will not get to it in time, and it'll land out of play, just to the third base side of the cages out there beyond the first base dugout. Now the right fielder, Armand Lettier, will get back in his position. The 0-2 delivery from Sullivan to the right-hand hitting Rafael. Catcher sits up outside. Changeup misses high. The ball one. One ball and two strikes. On a windy night here at Tiger Field, the wind blowing in from left and toward right field. The 1-2 delivery. Curveball in or half. Rafael knew it. He was turning away and walking back to the dugout before the umpire called him out on a strike. So Rafael goes down looking. That will bring up Griffith Finn, the designated hitter. Finn on the year, he's got 7 doubles and 18 RBIs, left-hand hitter. He's batting .338 on the year. Finn last night went 2-for-4 with a sacrifice fly. He had 2 doubles. As the first pitch from Sullivan will be a tad low for ball one. One ball, no strikes, one out here. 1-0 delivery from the righty Sullivan. Breaking ball. Catches the inside corner in at the belt for strike one. One ball, one strike on the left-hand hitting Finn. Sullivan winds up and delivers, falling the dirt, blocked by the catcher. Ball two. Sullivan looked like he skipped a fastball. Now he'll have his glove at his belt as he peers in at the catcher, who sets up outside. A wind-up and a pitch. Fastball right where he wanted it on that outer half at the knees for strike two. The NBO, my apologies, the Rose City Baseball infield playing back. The delivery from Sullivan is hit in there toward shallow left field. Left fielder chasing over toward the line will drop it and into second base is Finn. He had gotten under it, but it looked like the wind knocking that ball around, and it lands fair in front of him as the left fielder couldn't quite get a glove on it. So Finn, with another double on the year, will bring his total up to 8 after that double. So the wind helping out the Cold 45s here as the left fielder Winston giving chase couldn't quite get to it and landed in front of him as McGuire Smith, the left-hand hitting right fielder will step into the box and a fastball up and away for ball one. One ball and no strikes on Smith, who's patrolling right field tonight. Switching places with Finn, who normally is out there in right field. Finn dancing off the bag at second. Sullivan checks back now. It was a fastball. Check swing by Smith called strike. Count evens up now at one ball and one strike. As Sullivan peering in. Betanco is on deck. Batting cleanup for the first time this year. The 1-1 delivery with one out. Finn dancing off the bag at second. Moving back and forth. Sullivan now delivers. Pitches fouled back to the screen to make it strike two. One ball and two strikes with only one out. Smith out there in right field tonight. Sullivan peers in at Hedman. Hedman gives him the sign. Sullivan comes set. First base out of the rubber. The 1-2 delivery. Fastball up and away. Ball two. Two balls and two strikes. Smith waves the bat back and forth a couple times. Now readies. The 2-2 delivery. Hedman sets up low and away. The 2-2 pitch. Curveball misses up and away for ball three to fill the count. Three balls and two strikes. Finn doubled. He's at second, dancing off the bag, distracting Sullivan as much as he possibly can. Smith waves the wood again. The payoff pitch is grounded toward the second baseman. A high chopper. He'll glove it and toss the first in time. Moving on over to third is Griffith Finn. So Smith moves the runner over with the cleanup hitter, Noah Betanco. Betanco last night got the start behind the dish. He went 3-for-5 with a walk. So he reached base a total of 4 out of 5 times. One of those times was a home run. Right-hand hitter. Normally, the catcher, he'll be playing third base tonight for the Colt 45s. Step into the box, does his signature check swing toward the pitcher as he readies now a slightly open stance deep in the box. The pitch from Sullivan is high and tight. In on the hands for ball one. Moving back out of the way was Betanco. So he steps out of the box and takes a couple practice swings. Now steps back in the box, taps the plate with his bat. Cocks his feet and does his check swing. Sullivan gets a sign, comes set, checks Finn back third, now delivers. Fastball is hit in the air. That's going to be a base hit in the right field. A wide turn at first by Betanco. He'll have an RBI single. And it's 3-1 now. After Betanco has a RBI single, the Colt 45s are on the board with two gone here in this bottom of the first inning. Now it will be the left-hand hitting first baseman Kyle Norton to the plate. Right on left matchup. Betanco takes his lead at first, being held on by the first baseman Nisbet as the delivery from Sullivan is wide for ball one. Pickoff attempt to first, back in plenty of time is Betanco. He didn't quite have a sliding glove on all the way, ended up crawling back to the bag. Now gets his sliding glove on as he takes his lead. As the 1-0 delivery is going to be high and away for ball two. Norton steps back into the box, waves the bat back and forth. Sullivan, right-hand pitcher, now comes set and delivers. Fastball at the belt, but not over the plate. 4-3 on the first baseman, Kyle Norton. Betanco takes a sweep from first. He's about a step and a half off the bag. Sullivan delivers. Fastball. Frame job by Hinman. Catches the corner. For called strike one. 3-1. Colt 45's looking to tie this game up and possibly tack on more. The delivery from Sullivan is up and away. 4-4. Norton works a walk and moves Betanco to second. That will bring up Sutter Moss, who's playing second base tonight. Moss, last night, had a solid day at the plate before he was pinch hit for by Brandon Zanny. He was 3-for-4 with a walk as he takes a ball low and in to make the count 1-0. Open stance from that left-hand batter's block. Catcher Hinman sets up away. Pitch from Sullivan. He's going to not catch the outside corner. The infield playing back behind the runners with two gone here. Betanco at second and Norton at first. Betanco singled and Norton walked. Sullivan will step off and get Betanco to go back to second. Now he comes set. Sullivan, the 2-0 delivery. Hinman setting up low and in. Low and away, rather. Will receive a pitch that is low and in for ball three. 3-0 on Moss. Left-hand hitter Sullivan comes set again, glove to the belt. The 3-0 pitch. Fastball catches the outside edge for strike one. In at the knees. Moss steps back into the box. Sullivan comes set. The 3-1 delivery with two outs. Fastball in at the knees. Called strike two. Moss taking there, hoping he would get the 50-50 call, but does not. Full count with two outs. The runners will be taking off as Sullivan delivers. That one's hit in the air towards the left center gap. The left fielder chasing over will reach above his head and squeeze it for out number three. The Colt 45s score one. They strand two. It's 3-1 after one. We're headed to the top of the third. You're listening to Colt 45s Baseball on KCNR. Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, or online at kcnr1460.com, where through our broadcast, we hope to bring people together from different viewpoints to challenge assumptions and ultimately arrive at a greater understanding. Thanks again for tuning in to KCNR Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, or online at kcnr1460.com.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at kcnr1460.com.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. Should be Reese Fairweather back up on the hill for his second inning, as he will face off against the nine-hitter Owen Sone before he'll face the top of the order again in his second time through the lineup, which will be Cesar Rodriguez and Brock Gilligan. Fairweather struck out the side, but allowed three runs in the top half of the first as he throws one in the dirt for ball one to the right-hand hitting Sone. Fairweather, left-hand pitcher, gets his sign from Camarena and delivers a pitch up and away for ball two. 2-0 count now with nobody out in this top of the second inning in a 3-1 ball game. Fairweather winds up and delivers a 2-0 fastball swing and a miss for strike one. Two balls and one strike on the right-hand hitting second baseman Sone. Compact stance, deep in the box, 2-1 delivery. Fastball again. Swing and miss for strike two. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Fairweather searching for his fourth K of the evening. He winds up and delivers the 2-2 pitch. Changeup misses upstairs for ball three. Count fills, 3 balls, 2 strikes. Again, nobody gone here. The infield playing at normal depth with the corners playing back just a couple of steps, 4 steps off the line, about 5 or 6 back of the base. Fairweather delivers a payoff pitch. Fastball swing and a miss for out number one and strikeout number four. So all 4 outs of this ball game from the Colt 45's defense have been via the strikeout. And it will be the top of the order. The center fielder, Cesar Rodriguez, who struck out his first time up, and that was the way our ball game began. Fairweather delivers, showing bunt as Rodriguez pulls it back, but called a strike. Fairweather gets the baseball back, now climbs back up the hill. Ball dangling by his side, now winds up and delivers the 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball off the plate outside. Make the count, 1 ball and 1 strike. 1 ball, 1 strike with 1 gone. The delivery to Rodriguez is a fastball that's popped up toward the first base dugout. Norton giving chase will lose it to the wind and not be able to squeeze it. That's strike two. So a strike nonetheless, but does not result in an out. Norton couldn't quite get a beat on it. Now Fairweather gets a new baseball. The 1-2 pitch out of the windup with one out to the right-hand hitting Rodriguez. Fairweather gets a sign from Camarena. Camarena now called time by Rodriguez. He'll step out. Fairweather and Camarena finally agreed on what to throw. Now Rodriguez steps back in. Fairweather, the 1-2 delivery. Curveball is waved at, grounded up the middle and through past a diving Sutter Moss. Just to the first base side of the second base bag on the rim of the outfield grass. He couldn't quite get it, and it's into center field for a base hit. And Rodriguez reaches first on a single. He's 1-for-2 on the night now. As the infield moves to double play depth with Calderon shaded up the middle. And with a left hand hitting Gilligan, who was hit by a pitch in his first at bat. Rodriguez deked running to second, but then was back in time as Fairweather delivers a called strike on the outer half at the knees. 0-1 count. Fairweather out of the stretch. Second baseman Moss playing at his normal position with Calderon shaded up the middle toward second base. Calderon, should Rodriguez decide to steal, would be the one to cover the bag. An 0-2 count now on Gilligan after that fastball from Fairweather. Fairweather comes set. The 0-2 delivery with one out. Fastball is grounded toward the second baseman, ranging to his left. Bobbles now. We'll have to flip to Norton on first base for the 4-3 put out rather than a 4-6-3 double play. So Gilligan is retired. The first out, actually, due to the Colt 45's defense, as the previous four were via a Fairweather strikeout. Now it'll be Xavier Gilmore, the designated hitter tonight. Another left-hand hitter. Calderon shaded up the middle. Second baseman Moss playing at his normal position on the rim of the outfield grass between first and second. Huge cut and miss from Gilmore on a Fairweather changeup for strike one. Norton playing 4 or 5 steps off the line at first, 3 or 4 steps back of the bag. Fairweather comes set. The 0-1 delivery out of the stretch. Fastball in at the knees on the outer half for strike two. No balls, 2 strikes with 2 outs in this 3-1 ball game. Fairweather, the lengthy left-hander, peering in at Camarena. Now comes set and delivers the 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball misses low and away. Camarena picking it off to his left. 1 ball, 2 strikes. 3-1 in the top of the second with 2 outs here. Fairweather checks Rodriguez back at second. The 1-2 delivery. Fastball on the outside corner. Ring him up. Strike three is called. 5 of 6 outs have been via a Fairweather strikeout. And Gilmore is gone a-looking. So the Rose City Baseball Club scores none and strands one. It's 3-1 after 1.5. You're listening to KCNR, Jasper Redding, home of the First Amendment, and Colt 45's baseball, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, or online anywhere at KCNR1460.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Success starts with a single step. At Shasta College, we can help you take that next step forward towards a new career or transfer to a 4-year university with your first 2 years done. We have 75 years of experience helping students just like you build their future and realize their dreams. So, what do you want for your future? Success starts at Shasta College. Enroll today. Fall semesters begin August 19th. Enroll at shastacollege.edu.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. Leading off the inning for the Colt 45s will be the backstop, catcher number 26, Carlos Camarena. The Colt 45 scored one in the bottom of the first, looking to add on more here as they're down 3-1 to Rose City Baseball. As Sullivan will be back out there for his second inning of work. First base out of the rubber, winds up and delivers a fastball in at the knees on the outer half to the right-hand hitting Carlos Camarena. Slightly open stance, deep in the box. As Sullivan now winds up and delivers a wave and a miss by Camarena. Way tardy on that pitch. Four strike two, quickly in an 0-2 hole. As Sullivan out of the windup, now comes set and delivers. Fastball swing and a miss. Camarena is down on strikes. He goes down swinging. It will now be Joel Calderon to the plate. Tonight's shortstop, right-hand hitter. Looking to get a little rally going here for the Colt 45s. Calderon on the year is batting .253 with 17 RBIs and two home runs. The first pitch from Sullivan is going to miss inside. Calderon also has 8 walks on the year. The 1-0 delivery from the right-hand pitcher Sullivan. Curveball misses upstairs. Ball 2. 2 balls and no strikes. Calderon in a wide stance, but deep in the box, slightly open. The 2-0 pitch from Sullivan. Fastball is foul tipped. Catcher couldn't quite hold on to it. Count moves to 2 balls and 1 strike. Two balls, one strike with one out. Calderon readies. Sullivan winds up and delivers. Fastball in the dirt. Calderon looking all the way. Count moves to 3 balls and 1 strike. The 3-1 delivery from Sullivan is fouled back to the screen. Count fills at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Three balls, two strikes with one out. Calderon readies. Sullivan winds up and delivers a payoff pitch. Ball in the dirt. Calderon will work himself a walk. That's his 9th on the year. Calderon with the free pass. Bring up the 9 hitter, Mason Castingham. Castingham last night pinch hit for Braxton Riley in the 6th, where he reached on an E4, then stole second, and then had another walk before he grounded out. So he was 0-for-2 last night with a walk and reached on an error. Calderon takes a big lead at first, being held on by the first baseman Nisbet as Castingham takes a called strike one. Nisbet holding on to Calderon at first as a pickoff attempt comes in from Sullivan, will not be in time. Diving back to the bag is Calderon. Where the temperature here at Tiger Field has dropped drastically down to 90 degrees with a breeze blowing. It's nice and cool as Castingham taps one foul up the first baseline for strike two. Another reminder to bring the family on out to the ballpark here at Tiger Field during this summer season of baseball. Fun for the whole family and enjoy a cool summer evening here in Redding, California. Castingham, left-hand hitter, deep in the box, an even stance. The 0-2 delivery with one out is hit in the air and out of play over the crowd on the third base side. Count remains no balls and two strikes. Rose City Baseball has their defense playing up the middle, looking to turn two, even with the speedster Castingham. Calderon diving back on the pickoff attempt is going to be just in time. Still with one out. Rose City looking to turn two. Calderon taking a huge secondary lead, draws a balk from Sullivan, and Calderon will get to second base on the balk. A tremendous job by Calderon there, who was gliding toward second base with a secondary lead and ended up drawing Sullivan to Bach, which moved him to second base. So now Calderon in scoring position with one out. No double play in order. Calderon, the 0-2 pitch from Sullivan. Curveball misses the outside edge for ball one. A good eye there from Cassingham, showing plate discipline as he digs back into the box. Taps the plate a couple times with his bat, now waves the wood back and forth. Sullivan comes set, first base side of the rubber. Out of the stretch as he checks Calderon back at second, the 1-2 delivery is a fastball. Cassingham swings and just gets a piece of it to foul it back to the screen. Count remains 1-2. Despite a low count in this at bat, it's been about 5 pitches from Sullivan after Cassingham's fouled off a few. Sullivan now ready. Checks Calderon back at second. The 1-2 delivery is grounded toward the third baseman who checks the runner. Calderon back at second. Now throws the first wide of the bag. Called safe. Calderon now runs to third. Diving in as the throw from the first baseman Nisbet is not going to be in time. And everybody's going to be safe. Calderon at third. Cassingham at first on the E5 that drew the first baseman Nisbet off the bag. The first baseman, Alex Nisbet, receiving the throw from the third baseman, Gunnar Gillette, who looked Calderon back, then set his feet and threw on over to first. The first baseman, Nisbet, stretching for it, but the ball was to the right field side and ended up coming off the bag. And Cassingham, showing off his speed, was safe. Now it'll be the top of the order, Colby Raphael, who struck out looking his first time up. The right-hand hitter, slightly open stance, even in the box. Cassingham running. The throw on down from Hinman is going to be in time, but Calderon will trot in to score. So a double steal does the job. Cassingham caught stealing, but Calderon advances. And now it's 3-2. So Cassingham with a sacrifice steal, if you will be out, and we're going to have a little bit of a meeting here between the coach, the assistant coach, who is taking over for Bob Anderson tonight. He's going to have a little chat with the field umpire now. Gets whatever information he needed. I assume he wanted to see if when the tag was actually applied to Cassingham as he slid in and did a what's called a swim motion where he lifted, dove in with both hands but lifted one of his arms out of the way and reached in with the other hand, but if he came off the bag, it's indifferent as the tag was applied beforehand. So, an 0-1 count on Raphael with the bases loaded as he fouls this one back to the screen for strike two. So, out at second was Cassingham, but safe at first, or safe at home rather, was Calderon. The 0-2 pitch is fouled back to the screen again. Count remains no balls and 2 strikes on the center fielder and leadoff hitter, Colby Raphael, who's 0-1 tonight. He went down looking his first time up. Then in the on-deck circle, Sullivan winds up and delivers the 0-2 pitch. Fastball's hit in the air, should be playable for the center, making his way back. And it's going to go over his head all the way to the wall, around first and into second base with a stand-up double is the leadoff man, and Colby Raphael. So he hit that one in the air. The center fielder, playing a bit in, was not able to get to it and ended up landing just beyond the reach of his glove and went all the way to the wall where it was played back by the right fielder, Armand Lettier. And a stand-up double for Colby Raphael will be the first hit of the inning. But now he's in scoring position with Griffith Finn up the plate, who doubled his first time up. Sullivan, checking Raphael back at second, now delivers. Swing and miss. Folks, you'll sit to KCNR, Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM. I'm Jacob Green, bringing to you some live Colt 45 baseball from Tiger Field in Redding. It's great to have you with us as Sullivan comes set, checks for fail back at second. The 0-1 pitch to the left-hand hitting Finn is low and away. Ball one. 1-1 strike. on Finn, who is 1-for-1 tonight with a double. Finn is batting 338 on the year. Sullivan, glove of the belt, now readies and delivers. Breaking ball up and away for ball two. Two balls and one strike. Sullivan, glove at his hip. First base out of the rubber, peering in at Caden Hinman, his catcher, who sets up low and away. Rafael taking a big lead at second. The 2-1 delivery. Breaking ball catches the inside corner for strike two. Two balls and two strikes on the left-hand hitting Finn. Two balls, two strikes with two outs. Sullivan out of the stretch. Delivers. Swings grounded through the 5-6 hole. And my apologies, the shortstop actually gloved it, but stopping at third and safe at first is Griffin Finn. It'll be an infield hit. It looked like it went through that 5-6 hole, but the shortstop actually was able to glove it as it kicked up high off the infield grass, missed the infield dirt completely in that 5-6 hole deep on the rim of the outfield grass. The shortstop, that's Brock Gilligan, was able to glove it on the backhand, but safe at first is Finn, and safe at third is Cassingham. My apologies, Colby Rafael, as Finn will dance off the bag at first, stepping off as Sullivan, as Finn will just take second base. Sullivan didn't want to risk the tying run score and threw it to home, where the catcher Hinman was, to keep Rafael from running in. And Finn will just take second base, as he was trying to draw a throw over so Rafael could break for home. Similar to what they did when Mason Cassingham was caught stealing at second and Calderon was able to come in and score. So 3-2 as Rafael remained at third as Sullivan winds up and delivers a ball high and away for ball one. 1-0 count on the left-hand hitting McGuire Smith, who's 0-for-1 tonight. A 1-0 pitch. Fastball misses up and away for ball two. Count on the left-hand hitting Smith, who waves the lid back and forth. Catcher sets up low and away. The 2-0 pitch misses low and away for ball three. Three balls and no strikes to McGuire Smith. Sullivan, glove at his hip. Now ready. Checks Finn back at second and Rafael back third. The 3-0 pitch to Smith. Fastball right down Main Street. Called strike one. Three balls and one strike. Smith will step out and regather his thoughts. Now steps back in, rocking the one batting glove on his right hand. Sullivan checks Finn back at second. 3-1 pitch. Swing and a miss from Smith. Breaking ball got him to chase. Couldn't quite come up with any contact. With 3-2 and two out, Rafael and Finn will be breaking. As anything in play is either an out or a hit with two outs. The payoff pitch. Fastball. Misses wide. So Smith works a walk. And Mark Hills will walk out to the mound to buy his bullpen some time to likely get somebody up. After Smith works the walk, which is the third walk issued to the Colt 45s tonight. So the bases are going to be loaded for none other than the cleanup hitter, Noah Betanco. As Sullivan looking to get out of this jam in the bottom half of the second inning. As Noah Betanco saunters up to the plate. Right-hand hitter, take a couple practice swings. The Colt 45s have a chance to blow this game wide open with the tying run only 90 feet away. Two gone here as Betanco does his signature check swing move. Sullivan winds up and delivers. Fastball up and in, leaning out of the way is Betanco for ball one. 1-0 count on tonight's third baseman. Leaving the box in open stance, Sullivan delivers. Huge cut and miss from Betanco. Got a piece of it, but it went into the mitt of the catcher. One ball, one strike. With two gone here, Sullivan winds up and delivers. Curveball is hit in the air towards the center, left center field. It will drop for a base hit. LaFail's in the score. Around third, the score is Finn, and Noah Betanco has his third RBI of the night and his second hit of the night. And moving up to second base is McGuire Smith, and now the Colt 45s have a 4-3 lead. So Finn and Rafael came around to score on that. Now it'll be Kyle Norton stepping into the box. He walked his first time up as Sullivan delivers pitch up high for ball one. One ball, no strikes with two outs. Left hand hitting Kyle Norton. The pitch from Sullivan. Fastball misses high again for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Should the inning continue on bases, Sutter Moss, who flew out in his first at-bat. The 2-0 pitch from Sullivan. Fastball on the outer half, in at the knees for strike one. The infield playing back on the rim of the outfield grass. Betanco not being held on at first. Sullivan comes set and delivers. This one goes straight back to the backstop, and both runners will advance an additional 90 feet. So there's two runners in scoring position now with a 3-1 count for Kyle Norton. Three-win count with two outs. The Colt 45 is now on top, 4-3. The 3-1 delivery from Sullivan. Breaking ball on the outer half, in at the belt for strike two. Full count with two outs. The pitch from Sullivan. Breaking ball goes off the catcher's mitt. Caroms off the backstop, right back to him, so Norton works a walk. Another walk issue to the Colt 45s. We'll bring up the ninth hitter of the inning, Sutter Moss, who's 0 for 1, but the bases are loaded. He flew out his last time up. As the bat boy gets some applause with the bat girl, rather, who has her hands full with about four five shin guards and a couple of elbow guards as well from all the hitters that have reached base. As Sutter Moss steps into the box, a open stance, left-hand hitter. Sullivan delivers a fastball high for ball one. The 1-0 delivery. Breaking ball misses wide for ball two. Sullivan here struggling a bit with his command in this bottom of the second inning. The 2-0 pitch to Moss catches the outside corner on that outer half. Strike one. Sullivan delivers a 2-1 pitch. Fastball on the outside corner again. Strike two. Sped him up this time. Two balls and two strikes with two outs. Runners take their lead. Set Smith at third, Betanco at second, and Norton at first. As the pitch from Sullivan misses high and away, just off the plate for ball three. A full count yet again for Cy Sullivan as the runners go. Fastball on the outside corner. Moss was taking off his shin guard, but he's rung up on strikes. He goes down looking, and the Colt 45s leave him loaded, but they do take the lead, and they scored three to make the game 4-3. Colt 45s are on top. We're headed to the top of the third. This game is brought to you by Casey and Shasta Redding. 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, or online at KCNR1460.com, where through our broadcast, we hope to bring people together from different viewpoints to challenge assumptions and ultimately arrive at a greater understanding. Thank you again for tuning in to KCNR, Shasta Redding, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, or online at KCNR1460.com.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. We're in the top of the third. Reese Fairweather now working with a 4-3 lead. He'll face off against Nisbet, the cleanup batter, followed by Winston, Alex, my apologies, Cole Winston, and Armand Lettier. As in the second inning, he only allowed one hit after the rocky first inning where he allowed three runs and three hits. So Fairweather has settled in a bit after two innings of work, as Nisbet will get his second go at the left-hand throwing Reese Fairweather. Nisbet, right-hand hitter, steps in the box, deep in the box in open stance. Fairweather, here's Nakamarina, sets up inside. The curveball is fouled off out of play for strike one. No balls and one strike on the first baseman, Nisbet. Nisbet is one for one tonight. He had that three-run homer that scored all three of the runs for Rose City as he takes a ball up and away. Even the count, one ball and one strike. Fairweather, ball dangling at his left hip, glove at his right hip. Now peers over his glove as he brings it toward his face. 1-1 delivery. Breaking ball. It's going to miss inside for ball two. Fairweather with a Randy Johnson-like windup and delivery. From that first base side of the rubber, the lengthy left-hander delivers a breaking ball on the outside corner at the knees, a called strike two. Fairweather has four Ks on the evening, two looking and two swinging, so two forward, two backward Ks. The 2-2 pitch from Fairweather to Nisbet. Fastball, ring him up, strike three called. It'll be another backward K for Fairweather as he gets Nisbet looking, gets his revenge on Alex Nisbet after Nisbet hit a three-run shot to left field. So one gone here. Fairweather has five strikeouts on the evening as Cole Winston will step into the box. Six of the seven outs have been via the strikeout. Fairweather, breaking ball just off the plate outside to Cole Winston, the left fielder. The 1-0 pitch from Fairweather. Breaking ball. Misses high and tight for ball two. On a partially cloudy night here at Tiger Field, where shadows have covered the field for most of the inning, most of the game, rather. The 2-0 delivery from Fairweather. Fastball inner half, and the wind is blowing and got Griffith Finn a double. That's a strike is called on the inner half. Got Griffith Finn a double, but Kyle Norton missed out on a pop-up foul out because of it last inning. As a curveball catches the outside corner in at the knees as the lights come on here at Tiger Field. As I said, shadows covering all of the field and the wind blowing from left field in toward right field. Fairweather, the 2-2 pitch. Fastball hit in the air on a line shot. Sutter Moss, the second baseman, will squeeze it for out number two. A great play by Sutter Moss gliding toward the second base side. He was positioned between first and second. ironically enough, Alex Nisbet, who led off this top of the third inning, hit a home run out toward left field where the wind was blowing in, so I can only imagine how far that ball would have traveled had the wind been blowing out or had there been no wind, similar to Noah Betanko's home run last night as Fairweather delivers a fastball way up and in for ball one to right-hand hitting Lettier. An open stance. Betanko last night hit a home run that went over the netting out there in left field. Fairweather delivers another fastball low for ball two. And last night there wasn't much wind, just a slight breeze off and on. But Betanko still muscled one out over the netting. The 2-0 pitch from Fairweather is hit in the air towards left field. Cassingham, playable, will squeeze it for out number three. So Rose City Baseball goes 1-2-3. We're headed to the bottom of the third. You'll see two KCNR, Jeff Redding, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, where through our broadcast, we hope to bring people together from different viewpoints to challenge assumptions and ultimately arrive at a greater understanding. Thank you again for tuning in to KCNR Shasta Redding, home of the First Amendment, 1460 AM, 96.5 FM, or online at KCNR1460.com.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. It's going to be Cy Sullivan back out there for this bottom of the third, facing off against Carlos Camarena, who led off things last inning for the Colt 45s before they sent 9 to the plate and scored 3. He'll be digging in from that right-hand batter's box. He struck out his last time up. We have a little pause on the field here. Not quite sure why, but the home plate umpire calls time. Looks like Bob Anderson was talking with the field umpire over there at third. As now Sullivan will come set, wind up, and deliver to Comrade. A fastball does a swing and a miss for strike one. No balls and one strike in this 4-3 ball game. On deck is Joel Calderon. Sullivan winds up and delivers the 0-1. Fastball is fouled back out of play. Over the crowd and over the screen into the parking lot. For strike two. Camarena was in an 0-2 hole last at bat as well and ended up striking out. Looking to not do that here. Sullivan winds up and delivers the 0-2 pitch. Fastball is going to hit Camarena and add to his hit-by-pitch total on the evening and make it 8 now. So, something we've seen consistently from Camarena is getting hit by a pitch, which is not exactly a category you want to lead in, unless you have access to a lot of ice. A courtesy runner will now jog out there. It's going to be Brock Fanconi, who started last night's game. My apologies, did not start last night's game. Started the night before that. Ended up getting the win. He'll take his lead from first as Calderon steps into the box, a right-hand hitter. He reached on a walk his first time up. Fastball in the dirt and squeaks past the catcher all the way to the backstop. It'll be a pass ball, and Camarena will, my apologies, Fanconi will advance to second base on that pass ball. Pass ball by Caden Hintman. He wasn't quite able to get in front of it as a 1-0 delivery from Sullivan to Calderon. a fastball. Broken bat up the middle. Second baseman back of the bag at second. Gloves pops it up. Squeeze it with his bare hand, but safe at first will be Calderon, and safe at third will be Fanconi after the second baseman. Sone was sliding for it, gloved it, and ended up popping it up to himself where he squeezed it with his bare hand and was unable to make a throw. So Calderon with a infield single, I imagine that will be scored not in E4. We'll bring up the nine hitter, Mason Cassingham, who reached on an E5 before he was caught stealing, which allowed Calderon to score from third. Nobody out here. Runners at the corners. Pitch from Sullivan is grounded toward the right side and through past the diving Sone into right field. A wide turn at first by Cassingham as the throw into third will not be in time. Diving head first is Calderon, and coming into score is Brock Fanconi, the courtesy runner for that Camarena hit by pitch. And it's now 5-3. The Colt 45s on top after Cassingham singles one into right. Now it'll be the top of the order and Colby Rafael. He'll step into the box. Rafael tonight is 1-for-2 with a double. Slightly open stance. Taking his lead from first is Cassingham. He takes a huge secondary lead, but does not run as Sullivan delivers a ball outside. 1-0 count on Rafael. Cassingham takes his lead at first. Now we'll get back in time as a pickoff attempt from Sullivan is in plenty of time. A similar situation to what we saw last inning. I imagine should Cassingham run, they will not throw down as they don't want the run to score, but they do want a double play in order as Rafael hits one in the air towards right. Playable. Tagging from third is Calderon. He'll trot in to score. Tagging up on play, but staying at first is Cassingham. So on the sacrifice fly from Rafael, which will get the job done. That will be out number one. A double play still in order for Rose City Baseball with Cassingham at first. We'll now bring up Griffin Finn, who has doubled and then singled and stole second tonight. So he's 2-for-2. Left-hand hitter. Cassingham taking his lead from first. He'll go, and the pitch, as he faked running down to second, faked the stolen base, then was going to trot back to first, and then the ball from Sullivan was squeaked by Hinman, and running into first base, or second base, rather, is Cassingham. So a free stolen base there for Cassingham on the pass ball, as Fenn hits one foul. Even the count at one ball and one strike. Ball was inside on the left-hand hitting Fenn. Squeaked past the catcher Hinman all the way back to the screen. And Cassingham, with his motion going back toward first base, as he didn't want to get backpicked, then ended up running to second safely, standing up. The 1-1 pitch from Sullivan. This is low and in. Ball two. The catcher Hinman doing a great job there, able to pick that and keep Cassingham from getting an additional 90 feet on another passed ball. Two balls, one strike with one out. No double play in order now for Rose City. As the pitch is low and away for ball three. Three balls and one strike. Three balls, one strike with one out. Then, even stance, left-hand batter's box, Sullivan, glove at the belt. Out of the stretch, delivers. Fastball's grounded up the middle. Sone charging the chopper, and it's past him. Cassingham coming way down the third baseline. Now Finn caught in between the bases of first and second. The catcher making sure that Cassingham won't score. Now Finn caught a pickle will be back to first in time as the throw goes to the second baseman Sone covering second. And Finn able to get back to first in time. So Finn was caught in a pickle, purposely tried to stay in it for a long time as he was caught just about midway in between first and second. Cassingham came all the way around third and had to pump the brakes in front of the third base coach, Bob Anderson, who had come about halfway down the line to give him a stop sign. Then Cassingham returned to third and the catcher received the ball, then threw down to second base to chase Sven back. Sven dancing off the bag at first. Draws a pitch out. So passing him at third, as Finn is back to first in time. A pickoff attempt by Sullivan is not in time. A 1-0 count on McGuire Smith, who is 0-for-2 tonight with a walk. Left-hand hitter. The 1-0 pitch from Sullivan is hit in the air for the left fielder. Playable. Tagging from third is Cassingham, and he will make it home in plenty of time. Finn will remain at first. Two gone here. Another sacrifice fly will score a run. As Smith hits a sack fly to left field. So fly ball to left will be out number two to bring up Noah Betanco, who has two singles and three RBIs in this ballgame. Right-hand hitter. An open stance deep in the box. Sullivan comes set and delivers. Fastball is fouled back off the catcher. Strike one. No balls and one strike. Sullivan climbs back up the hill. First base out of the rubber. They'll be pitching on the stretch. Nisbet holding on. Finn at first. Sullivan, glove at the hip. Now comes ready. Pickoff attempt on over to first. Finn back in plenty of time standing up. Still no balls and one strike. Betanco steps back into the box. Taps the plate a couple times with his bat. Now does the signature check swing. The 0-1 delivery from Sullivan is a breaking ball over but high for one ball and one strike now. One ball, one strike with two outs. In this bottom of the third inning, it's 7-3. The Colt 45 is on top. Pickoff attempt on over the first is not in time. Finn back yet again, standing up in plenty of time. The infield playing back, third baseman playing a couple steps off the line. Huge leap from Finn. This one's grounded toward the shortstop. Betanco charging down the line. The throw from the shortstop. Gillette at time to retire the side, and Betanco goes 6-3 on the play. The Colt 45s tack on three. They leave one. It's 7-3 after three. We're headed to the top of the fourth. You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding, home of the First Amendment, and Colt 45s baseball, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, or online at KCNR1460.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind-rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
Tegerfield in Redding, California. Bruce Fairweather has delivered three pitches, the last two breaking balls, to make the count 2-1 on Rose City Baseball's third baseman Gunnar Gillette. Fairweather winds up and delivers the 2-1 pitch as a fastball off the plate outside. Make the count 3-1. Fairweather, in his fourth inning of work, he's got 5 strikeouts on the evening. It's the top of the fourth, now pitching with a 4-run lead after he gave up 3 in the first. Fastball called a strike on the outside corner. Gillette had already dropped the bat, was trotting to first base. He was about 10 feet up the line, and he'll have to come all the way back to that right-hand batter's box. As the payoff pitch from Fairweather, Camarena sets up inside. Fastball is in on the hands and shot foul over the first base coach's box to keep the count at 3-2, and keep Gunnar Gillette from being retired. Fairweather will come set to deliver the payoff pitch again with nobody out here. Infield playing back. The pitch sit in the air. Shallow left center field. Should be playable for Castlingham, who will run over and squeeze it for out number one. So Castlingham will squeeze it, a fly out to the seventh position for out number one. Fairweather, after facing 8 in the first, has settled in. He's only allowed 1 hit in the last 8 batters he's faced. As he comes set and delivers a fastball on the outer half to Caden Henman, the backstop for Rose City Baseball. Infield playing back again with Noah Betanco playing about a couple steps in front of the rim of the outfield grass. Kyle Norton at first is 4 or 5 steps off the line and a couple steps back of the bag. Fairweather comes set, winds up to deliver the 1-1 pitch. A fastball in at the knees, called strike 2. 1-2 as the sun has started to set here at Tagger Field. The 1-2 delivery square with a breaking ball grounded up the middle. Sutter Moss gliding to his left will glove it and throw it to first. Not in time. Henman will beat it out for the infield single. Moss gliding to his right, back of the bag at second, ended up bobbling it momentarily as it was spinning in his glove, then threw to first, but it was not quite in time. As Henman will get a courtesy runner, it's going to be Cooper Adams, who we saw last night pinch hit and play left field. As Sone fouls one back out of play for strike 1. The 0-1 delivery out of the stretch from the lefty Fairweather to Sone, the 9-hitter. Breaking ball misses up and away. Make the count 1-1. 1-1. Colt 45 is looking to turn 2 with Moss shaded up the middle. The 1-1 pitch from Fairweather. Low and in for 2. Camarena gliding to his left. Picks it up off the dirt for 2. Fairweather shakes off Camarena. Now comes set. The 2-1 pitch as he checks the runner back at first. Pops up and out of play over the first base dugout for strike 2. 2-2 with 1 out. Fairweather peering in at Camarena. Now comes set. The 2-2 pitch with 1 out. Waved at a breaking ball. Got Sone fooled for strike out number 6 and out number 2. That'll bring up the top of the order, Cesar Rodriguez. He's 1-2 tonight. Fairweather has 3 swinging and 3 looking strikeouts. He faces off against the top of the order again. Delivers a fastball just off the plate for 1. It was at the belt, but not quite able to catch the corner there. Fairweather out of the stretch still. The 1-0 pitch to Rodriguez, right-hand hitter. Hit in the air, back of first base. Moss giving chase out there in right field will not get to it. My apologies. That is Smith out there in right field, not able to get to it as it's sliced out of play. To even the count at 1-1. 1-1 with two outs. The runner, Adams, taking his lead from first. The pitch from Fairweather is up and away. 2. 2-1. With two gone here, Fairweather looking to retire the side. 2-1 pitch. Curveball, check swing. Appeal to the field umpire. Doesn't matter. Called strike 2. 2-2, 2 gone. The wind settling down here at Tiger Field as it's only a slight inconsistent breeze blowing in from left field a little bit toward right. The umpire now calls time to dust off home plate. Now gets back behind Camarena as Cesar Rodriguez steps back into the box. Fairweather peering in at Camarena. Glove at the hip. The 2-2 pitch with two gone is going to plunk Cesar Rodriguez on the knee. Slams his bat down in frustration. And he'll walk about 8 to 10 feet up the first baseline before he takes off his shin guard and will now stand there for a bit as Camarena, unclear of what exactly is about to unfold, quickly got between Fairweather, his pitcher, and the batter, Rodriguez. So Rodriguez will reach on a hit-by-pitch, the second hit-by-pitch from Fairweather tonight. Went right on his left knee. Not a place you want to be hit by a fastball. Fairweather throws about 85, 90. Possibly even faster as I do not have a radar gun. But looks to be around 90 in that ballpark, that realm. But the difference between 85 and 90 is not much when you're getting hit by a baseball that's going that fast. So two gone. Rodriguez is aboard. He'll go for a little walk back of first base and jog a bit to make sure his knee won't give out on him or anything like that as the first base coach eyes him to make sure he's okay. Where here at Tiger Field, the sun has started to set, turning the clouds around us a beautiful pink and blue on what has turned into a beautiful summer night for baseball. It's dropped below 90 degrees, sitting at about 85, 86 with the breeze blowing to cool things off. It'll be the shortstop, left-hand hitter Brock Gilligan. He's 0 for 1 tonight with a hit-by-pitch. Fairweather delivers, and this one's popped up on the infield. Betanco at third, calling for it, is going to get under it, but the wind does him a disservice, and it's going to land behind him, and everybody's going to be safe. So an E5 on the play will load the bases now as Adams, who is the courtesy runner for Hinman, will now be at third. Betanco was playing at his normal position, 4 or 5 steps off the line and 4 or 5 steps back behind third base. Came in on the infield grass to squeeze it, but it drifted back behind him as the wind swirling here a little bit. Fairweather delivers a ball up and away for 1. Infield playing back behind the runners. Second baseman Vila shaded a bit toward first. This one's hit in the air toward left field. Cassingham charging in, should be playable, goes into dive, it's gonna go past him. 1 run will score, 2 runs will score. Stopping at second and stopping at third is Gilligan and Gilmore. So all the way around to third is Gilligan and into second base is Gilmore on that single, double rather, that Cassigan was charging in on a little flare that landed 2 or 3 feet to the right of the left field line. And that scores 2. As we're going to get a visit out to the mound. Rodriguez came around to score, and so did Henman, to make this a 7-5 ball game. And the tying run is in scoring position at second base now. Fairweather not wanting to come out of this game. The Colt 45s now will get some activity up in their bullpen as they look to get out of this inning. Still with one out. Two outs, rather. The Colt 45s only needing one out to get out of the inning. Fairweather looking to put away this offense. Now delivers a fastball that goes off Camarena's mask, who is going to take a second. As the home plate umpire will walk out to the mound to give Fairweather a new baseball and give Camarena some time to shake it off. As Alex Nisbet, who is 1-for-2 tonight with that 3-run homer in the first, that tagged Fairweather with 3 runs. Will now face off against him again. The third run through the lineup for Fairweather. The 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball misses up and away for ball one. An even count, 1-1 to Nisbet, who has 3 RBIs on the evening. Pitch from Fairweather is grounded toward the second baseman Moss, who fields, bobbles it, kicks it around, and now throws the first. Not in time. Moss gloved it, trying to keep it off the rim of the outfield grass. Coming in to score is Gilligan. It's now 7-6 with the tying run 90 feet away. Suddenly things getting a little bit more interesting here at Tiger Field. As Nisbet reaches on the E4 and moves Gilmore on over to third. Fairweather still in the game. Now delivers. Swing and a miss from Cole Winston, who is 1-for-2 tonight. He singled and then had a line out to the second baseman, Moss. Fairweather coming set. The 0-1 delivery with 2 outs. Fastball is fouled back to the screen. Winston just got a piece of it. Couldn't quite get a barrel on it, but got a piece of it. O2 count. Left-hand hitter. Weighs the wood back and forth. Fairweather peering in at Camarena. Out of the stretch. The 0-2 delivery. Breaking ball. Freezes Winston on the outside corner. Ring him up. Strike 3 called. Rose City Baseball scores 3. They strand 2. We're headed to the bottom of the fourth. It's 7-6. The Colt 45's on top. You're listening to KCNR, Shasta Redding, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, or online at KCNR1460.com. KCNR, home of the Colt 45s and the First Amendment, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, or online at KCNR1460.com.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hello, fans, and welcome back to Tiger Field in Redding, California. Leading things off for the Colt 45s will be Kyle Norton. They'll be leading things off for the Colt 45s against Cy Sullivan, who is back out there for this bottom of the fourth inning. Kyle Norton is 0-for-2 tonight with two walks. Left-hand hitter facing off against the right-hander Sullivan. As Sullivan winds up and delivers a fastball up and away for ball one. One ball and no strikes. As Sullivan readies. Now comes set, winds up and delivers. Ball in the dirt, blocked by the catcher, Henman, for ball two. Two balls and no strikes now. On the left-hand hitting, Kyle Norton, the 2-0 pitch. Fastball on the outside corner at the knees, a called strike one. Two balls, one strike, nobody out here. Infield playing back. The 2-1 pitch from Sullivan is grounded. Chopper up the middle, gloved by the second baseman, who throws to first in time. That is Sone to Nisbet. A 4-3 putout for out number one. Norton is retired. That will bring up Sutter Moss playing second base tonight. Sutter Moss out of Colusa, California. Left-hand hitter, wide open stance. His back knee bent as the first pitch from Sullivan. It's a fastball that catches the outer half. Strike one. No balls and one strike. To the left-hand hitting Moss, Sullivan, the 0-1 delivery. Changeup up and away. For ball one. One ball and one strike. The 1-1 pitch with one out. Misses low and away. Ball two. A 2-1 count on Moss. Catcher sets up inside. As that one's going to skip in the dirt and just miss Moss, who did a little happy dance to dodge that pitch. Not wanting to get nabbed on the ankle. Count moves to three balls and one strike. Sullivan winds up and delivers. Fastball on the outer half. Called strike two. Moss not swinging on that pitch. Now Sullivan, the payoff pitch with one out to the left-hand hitting Moss. Fastball misses way away. Four, ball four. Another walk issued to the Colt 45s. We'll bring up Carlos Camarena, who was hit by a pitch in his last at-bat, and then before that struck out swinging. He'll step into the box. A right-hand hitter taps the plate with his bat. Camarena on the year, coming into this game, was batting 206 with 8 RBIs. He watches a fastball on the inner half at the knees, called strike one. No balls and one strike with one out. The Rose City Baseball Club playing up the middle at double play depth. The fastball misses up and in for ball one. One ball and one strike as the Colt 45s looks like it is Thomas Canfield up in the pen. Quick pickoff attempt on over the first. Diving back is Moss in plenty of time. Moss on the year has 4 stolen bases. He was 1-for-2 last night in stolen base attempts. As he takes a lead there at first, about 3 steps off the bag. The 1-1 pitch from Sullivan is popped up on the infield. The first baseman drifting back. He'll settle under it and drift back and squeeze it at the last second for out number two. So Camarena pops out to the first baseman Nisbet. That will bring up Joel Caldern, who is 1-for-2 tonight with a walk. He came around to score both times. Right-hand hitter, slightly open stance. With two gone here and the runner on first, that is Sutter Moss. As this one's grounded toward the 5-6 hole. Shortstop gloves it on the backhand, throws the second for the force. Will not be in time as the second baseman, Sone, on the bag apparently dropped the ball. So everybody's going to be safe as Calderon reaches on a fielder's choice. And safe at second is Moss. After the second baseman, Sone, comes off the bag. Now Mark Hills, the coach, is going to come out to the field umpire and figure out exactly what happened. As it looked like the throw was sidearm from the 5-6 hole deep in the shortstop position over there in the rim of the outfield grass in front of the left fielder back behind where the third baseman plays. And a sidearm throw off balance to the second baseman, Sone, on the bag at second, was in the dirt. He gloved it with two hands and apparently could not hold on to it. So the nine hitter, Mason Cassingham, will come up to bat. He singled his last time up and then reached on the error in his first at bat. Left hand hitter, Hinman, sets up inside. This one's popped up. The third baseman giving chase toward the Colt 45's dugout. Will not get to it in time, evading the third baseman. Gillette was the in-the-hole hitter, Griffith Fenn, who was perched outside the dugout and then quickly scampered back in as Gillette, who's not a big guy, but Fenn doing his due diligence to get out of the way and not be called for any sort of interference as Cassingham looks out on that pop-up, but just barely stayed inside the infield, but Gillette not able to make a play on it. No balls and one strike with two outs, runners on first and second. The 0-1 pitch from Sullivan. Changeup misses away. The ball one. One ball and one strike. With two outs, Cassingham, left-hand hitter. Hinman sets up low and in. This one's fouled back to the screen and over for strike two. One ball and two strikes as that ball was fouled back into the park behind us. One ball and two strikes on Cassingham. Runners take their leads from first and second. The pitch to Cassingham is grounded up the middle and through. One runner is around to score, and Calderon will hold at second. It's now 8-6. The Colt 45s add a little bit of insurance here on the Mason Cassingham single up the middle. As coming around to score from second was Sutter Moss, who walked, and Calderon will hold at second. Cassingham at first will bring up the top of the order, and Colby Raphael, who is 1-for-2 tonight with a sacrifice fly, that scored Cassingham in his last at-bat. Raphael, right-hand hitter, slightly open stance. Catcher Hinman sets up low and in as Raphael pops this one up, out of play, back beyond the first base dugout for strike one. No balls and one strike with two gone here. The Colt 45s have tacked on a run of insurance in this Saturday night edition of Colt 45's baseball. Sullivan comes set. The 0-1 delivery with two gone. Way inside for ball one. One ball and one strike on Raphael. Calderon at second, Cassingham at first, not being held on. The 1-1 pitch from Sullivan is hit in the air towards the right fielder. Charging in on it. He's not going to get that. That's going to land for a base hit around third. To score is Calderon. Actually, the throw from the right fielder is going to be in time. Calderon is thrown out at the plate. A great throw from the right fielder, Armand Lettier. It was right on the screws. Calderon looked like, thought he was going to be there in plenty of time. Slid anyway, but ended up being thrown out. So he is erased after the assist from the right fielder, Lettier. We're headed to the top of the fifth inning. You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, or online at KCNR1460.com.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio, online at KCNR1460.com.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
And welcome back to the Tiger Field in Redding, California. At least fair weather tonight is done. It will be a new lefty out there on the hill. 44-45's Thomas Canfield for Reese Fairweather. He went four innings of six-hit ball, allowing six runs, walked one, and struck out six. Thomas Canfield will come on in relief. Another southpaw, rocking the fastball changeup slider arsenal. So a fastball, off-speed, and breaking ball for Canfield, as he'll be working with an 8-6 lead. Reese Fairweather did not go five innings, so he will not qualify for the win should the Colt 45s hold on to the lead here and push through these final five innings, to put away the Rose City Baseball Club. But leading things off for the Rose City Baseball Club will be the right fielder, Armand Lettier, who threw out Joel Calderon trying to score last inning, as Canfield delivers a pitch for a ball. A 1-0 count now on Lettier. Right-hand hitter, open stance. Pitch from Canfield. Fastball misses up and away. That's ball two. Canfield will come set now. And delivers the 2-0. Fastball misses high. It's ball three. So Canfield has come into the game and delivered three straight balls that have all missed the zone. After Lettier retired the Colt 45s in the bottom half of the fourth, as he takes a called strike to make the count three balls and one strike. Canfield comes set. The 3-1 pitch is hit in the air towards the center fielder, Cassingham. Rafael, rather, and it's going to land in front of him for a base hit. Lettier will reach on a single to center field for a base hit.